All this summer, we've been collecting terms of the trade, words from a job or hobby that people on the outside might not understand. We're calling it trade lingo.
A few terms we've learned: frogging, grokked, Uncle Bob, flying pickle. Those are from the worlds of knitting, game design, photography, and whale watching.
And we've heard from a lot of IT people.
Turns out IT folks have coded their own language to shield the rest of us from the truth.
Words like this from Robert Sundwick of Toledo, Ohio.
The word is pebcac.
Pebcac. That's an issue the technical manager has all the time.
It's not so much a technical problem.
It stands for problem exists between chair and keyboard.
Does that make sense? Essentially, they're saying user error, as in you and me, Ari, we're the problem.
We are the problem. Here's how Robert Sundwick might use it in a sentence.
It's just very easy to say, no, it was a pebcac issue with Outlook, as opposed to saying the user doesn't know how to forward an email. It sounds like a technical term, so no one really investigates it.
Robert Sundwick brought up another IT error we all might want to know about.
The only other one, which I think is a little sophomoric, but it would be ID10T.
ID10T?
All right, think about it, Ari. Like, picture it typed out.
ID10T.
We actually legit don't know what it is.
Oh, idiot! Oh, yeah, walked right into that one.
Yeah, ultimately, yeah. This is why Robert Sundwick says he keeps his trade lingo under wraps.
We don't let them be commonly known, because it allows us to just have a conversation among our colleagues without making other people feel bad.
That might have been possible until now. IT professionals, beware. We are so onto you.
We checked in with our own IT department. They seem to be aware of these issues. They were surprised we were onto them, and they swear they never use the lingo themselves.
Uh-huh. Do you have trade lingo you want to share? Send it to us on Facebook or Twitter. We're at NPRATC.